This is Bob Griggs, and I'd like to share with you another word of truth, a golden nugget of truth that's found in Psalm 34. I love the Psalms, and it's such a joy to get into the Word of God early in the morning and to allow the Holy Spirit to open and instruct us, to open our understanding, to teach us wonderful, wonderful nuggets of truth. And this psalm is one of my favorites. I love Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. One time as I was reading this, the Holy Spirit of God gave me a little chorus, and I'd like to sing it to you. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. The humble shall hear and be glad. And that's very true, beloved. It's a wonderful truth. To bless the Lord under all situations, under all circumstances, at all times. It goes along with the scripture in 2 Thessalonians that tells us to in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And what a blessing to exercise the therapy of thanksgiving. That's what it is. It's a therapy of thanksgiving. To bless the Lord under all situations and circumstances. To recognize, and it reminds us that God is in control. And He knows what's going on in our life. He knows about every situation and every circumstance. That's why Romans 8:28 and 29 tells us that God works all things together for good to those who love Him, to those who are the called according to His purpose. And verse 29 tells us that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. That's why God's working each situation out for our good, for His glory, to mold and shape and form us into a reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a privilege to believe on the Lord Jesus, to receive Him as Savior, and to walk through life with Him. Well, the psalmist goes on to write, O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. Oh, beloved, that's what church is all about. It's about coming together to exalt the name of the Lord and to magnify His holy name. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Yes, beloved, the Lord's able to deliver you from whatever you're afraid of. From whatever fears may haunt you, how wonderful to rest in the Lord, to relax in the Lord, to know He's in control, and He's able to take care of every situation, every fear, every circumstance. He's able to resolve and work it out for your good and for His glory. And the psalmist says, they looked unto Him, verse 5, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Who was it that looked unto the Lord? Well, if you'll go back to verse 2 and see the context, remember it's important to read the context. He's talking about the humble. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Yes, the humble, who knew the Lord, who were trusting in him, who were looking to him for guidance and leadership, they looked unto him and were lightened. Their minds were enlightened. The truth dawned upon them, and their faces were not ashamed of the trial, the trouble, the difficulty that they had been going through, because God was at work in and through the situation. And verse 6 says, "This poor man cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles." How many times God's done that for this poor man? How many times he's answered prayer? How many times he's done exceeding abundantly above all that I even ask or thought? Oh, how wonderful is our great God. And then we come to verse 7, and that's what I'm aiming toward. Verse 7, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." I want to tell you a story. It's a true story. A story about a missionary that was in a foreign country serving the Lord. And there was an area of that country where the missionary had been told to never go through that area, because it was infested with bandits, and many had gone through that area and had never come out. And so the missionary always went around that area that was forbidden and that he was warned about. But one day he was on the other side of that area, and he got an emergency message from home, and had to get home the quickest way possible. Well, there was no real alternative for him except to go right straight through that area that he'd been warned to never enter and to never travel through. But he said, "Lord, I'm going to trust you to send your guardian angels to encamp about me. I'm going to trust you to protect me. I'm going to trust you to keep me from harm and to keep me from danger." And so he started out on his journey, going through those badlands. As he was traveling, he kept feeling like he was being watched, and he'd keep looking around, but he couldn't see anyone. That night, as he made camp, he knelt before the Lord and he said, "Father, I'm in your hands. I'm doing your work. I'm your servant. And you know what danger lies around me. I'm trusting you to be my shield, my defender, my protector. I don't have a gun. I don't have a way of protecting myself. But you are my shield. You are my defender. I'm trusting you to look after me." He said he ate his little meal and laid down, went to sleep, got a really good night's rest, and awoke and completed the journey through the Badlands and was able to get home to help with the emergency. And he said he didn't think any more about it until he was back in the United States on furlough. And he was visiting different churches that supported his ministry. And he was in one little country church one night, and he mentioned this incident. After the service, the pastor came up to him, and he said, "What you told about tonight," said, "do you remember when it was that that occurred?" And the missionary thought and was able to come up with a date. And the pastor said, "Let's go to my office." And they went into the office, and he pulled a book out of a drawer in his desk. He turned in that book to that date, and he said, "Let me tell you what took place that night in this church building." But before that occurred, I'm getting a little bit ahead of my story. The missionary, while he was still in the country, he didn't think any more about it until he was called into the hospital room of a notorious bandit who was dying. And he went into the hospital room to talk to the bandit, to try to bring him to the knowledge of the Lord as a Savior. And when he walked in the room, the bandit said, "Ah, I know who you are." "No," said the missionary, "we've never met." "No, that's true," said the bandit, "but," said, "I remember who you are because you traveled across the Badlands," and he gave the time that he had traveled through. And the missionary said, "Yes, that's right." "Well," said the bandit, "my band of men and I were following you, and we were looking for an opportunity to take what you had and to kill you." And he said, "We would have, too, if it hadn't been for those band of soldiers that were with you." "What?" said the missionary. "There weren't any soldiers with me." Oh, that made the bandit angry, and he got upset, and he said, "Don't lie to me. Don't tell me there weren't any soldiers with you." He said, "If those soldiers hadn't been with you, you'd be a dead man today. Don't tell me there weren't any soldiers with you." And the missionary said, "Well, I don't know what you're talking about." He said, "Those soldiers that traveled with you said they camped around you all that night and protected you. And that's why my band and I didn't attack, because of those soldiers that were with you and stood guard that night around you. And the next day they traveled with you. From the time we first saw you, all these soldiers were around you and traveling with you." And he said, "If it hadn't been for them, believe me, you'd be a dead man today." Well, the missionary didn't argue with the man any further, because he figured it wouldn't do any good. But he said he could not understand what the bandit was talking about, because there weren't any soldiers with him. But when he was back on furlough visiting this little country church, the pastor took him into his office, pulled out a book, and said, "I want to tell you what happened here on that particular date." And so he said, "That Wednesday night," that was a Wednesday night here, "and we were having prayer meeting." And he said, "Every one of the people that came into the church mentioned your name that night and asked us if we would remember you in prayer." And so he said, "We did," said, "we prayed for you all that evening through the prayer service, and all during the day prior to that, the people had been praying for you," and said, "we prayed for you the next day," said, "we didn't understand why or what was going on, but we just felt burdened to pray for you and ask the Lord to protect you and to shield you about. And by the way," he said, "you mentioned there were 15 soldiers. He said, "That's how many people gathered that Wednesday night to pray. There were 15 of us who, in the eyes of those bandits, were 15 soldiers protecting and looking after that missionary." Beloved, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And that is so true, beloved, so very true. Let me tell you another quick story. My dad was extremely ill. He had a virus and was in the hospital for 17 days. At that time, we were missionaries to Hawaii,
and we were home on furlough. And I was teaching in a Bible college in Denver, Colorado. And my dad being in the hospital, Mom had called, and it was summertime, and so summer school was out. And so I took my wife, and we went to San Angelo, Texas, where my dad was in the hospital. I stayed with him there in the hospital, and I slept there in the hospital room until Dad was able to go home again. And after Dad went home, while we were in the hospital, Dad told me a story, a very interesting account of an experience that he had had. He said he was having night sweats, and he was lying in his bed and was extremely weak from the virus. There wasn't anything they could do to really help him because it wasn't bacterial infection, but it was a virus. And so they were just trying to keep him as comfortable as possible. And he said that night in the hospital, he was by himself, and he said he saw a bright light up in the corner of the room. And a voice spoke to him and said, "Mentor, are you ready to go?" And Dad said, Well, Opal, go now." Opal was my mom. And the voice said, "No, not at this time." And Dad said, "Well, I'd rather wait for Opal." And the voice said, "Okay, you can wait." And so the light went away, and then someone in a blue uniform came in and got Dad out of bed, changed the sheets on the bed, put a fresh gown on him, and helped him back into bed. And then this one spoke to him and said, "Your Heavenly Father loves you very, very much. And he said, he's looking after you, and you're going to pull through this now. You'll get over this, and you'll be able to go home again and serve the Lord. But he said, I will be around. You'll not see me anymore, but I'll be around," and said, "everything's going to be all right." And then that visitor left. Well, the next morning, when the nurse came in, Dad told the nurse about that experience. And the nurse said, "Oh, you were just hallucinating. It was just a hallucination. You've been running high fever, and it was just a hallucination that you had. It didn't really occur." And then the nurse saw the sheets on the floor. And the nurse said, "Did you change your sheets during the night?" And Dad said, "No." He said, "I'm too weak to get out of bed. I couldn't change those sheets. I told you how those sheets were changed." "Oh," the nurse said, that couldn't be." And the nurse went out and said, "Somebody must have come in and changed your sheets. Said, I'll go and check the book." And so the nurse came back and said, "I don't understand it. No one came in here during the night." Said, I don't understand." And Dad said, "Well, I told you how it occurred." "No," the nurse said, that couldn't be." But the story spread around the hospital. And one day, while Dad was still there, one of the nurses came in and sat down beside Dad's bed and said, "Would you tell me about the Lord?" And so Dad was able to present the gospel to her, and she opened her heart and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior there in that hospital room. "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." Beloved, God keeps his word. How wonderful to know the true and the living God, and to know that there are those about us who are watching and who are there to help and assist us when we need it. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. A wonderful golden nugget of truth. Till next time, goodbye.